Welcome to St. Louis on the Air. I'm Don Marsh. The Jacoby Arts Center in Alton, Illinois has launched a month-long exhibition of art, music, film, and discussions with the hope of bringing people together. St. Louis on the Air contributor Steve Potter has more.
Social Justice, Both Sides of the River, opens this evening and runs through August the 6th. At one event, I'm going to be moderating a discussion after the screening of the film Four Way Stop. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Sun Smith Foray is the co-facilitator of this exhibition. Frida L. Wheaton curated Visualizing Life, Social Justice in Real Time, and Denise Ward Brown's documentary Jim Crow to Barack Obama is one of the films that will screen as part of the month's activities. Welcome to you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sun, what was the idea and how did it come about for a month at the Jacoby Arts Center dealing with social issues?
Well, it started several years ago with Frida Wheaton's response to Ferguson, Hands Up, Don't Shoot. And Frida did a huge city and region-wide exhibition in which she invited artists to contribute their response. And from that exhibition and that experience of going to some of the openings, I became more familiar with Frida's work at the Vaughan Cultural Center, followed her shows there. Frida is also a participating artist in a project that I manage, Riverwork Project. And so our relationship just grew over time. We got very familiar with each other's art advocacy and artwork. And from there, the Jacoby.
Mm-hmm. Frida, you are an attorney retired.
I am.
So how did the art aspect of your life begin?
Well, actually, it began long before I retired. I have been involved in various arts organizations prior to my retirement, including being a member of the board of the St. Louis Art Museum and having a private residential art gallery, Salon 53.
And that's in your home, right?
It's in my home, yes.
How does that work?
Oh, it works fine. It's by invitation and appointment only. And I've been able to show a number of artists in the St. Louis area, so it's been fine.
So some part of this, part of what you're calling this, Both Sides of the River. Explain that element to all this.
Well, there is a perception that Alton is self-contained, and in fact, Alton is its own entity, but it's part of the greater metropolitan area. There's not always a lot of mixing among the artists from both sides of the river. And the project that I'm part of has to do with water conservation and water consciousness, and we all drink the water from either side of the river.
Mm-hmm. Denise, what's your background in filmmaking?
My background in filmmaking goes back about 15 to 17 years when I got a Fulbright fellowship to go to Ghana, that's in West Africa, and I picked up a video camera and I have never been able to put it down. I feel it's a way to broaden my audience. I feel it's the best way for me to tell stories and to narrate. And I get to talk to so many people about what's on their mind, as well as putting together what I think is on my mind.
You know, we hear the term social justice a lot. I don't know if that means different things to different people. Does it?
Well, I'll start on that, and my colleagues here can join. Social justice means a number of things collectively. It means how the citizens and residents of the area are treated with respect to the law from any number of perspectives. That might include, for example, redlining, housing, gentrification, policing, justice. And it certainly includes being killed by a police officer for no reason or for suspect reasons as the first instance of encounter with a black person.
Well, since you bring that up, of course, there's been a couple more police shootings, one in Louisiana and one in Minnesota this week. And the issue of race and the complicated issue of race resurfaces for all of that. So this is a question for all of you, I think. How does this specifically relate to what you're trying to do this month at the Jacoby? Anyone?
Well, let me start by saying I'm not sure it's a complicated issue of race.
Really?
I think it's a clear issue of race. And I'd like to begin by stating the names of Alton Sterling of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and Philando Castile of Falcon, Minnesota. It's important to say the names of those black men and women and children and any others who have been killed unlawfully from a number of perspectives by law enforcement, by the police. So in terms of, does that relate to what we're talking about in terms of social justice, both sides of the river? Certainly it does, because these issues of social justice, including unlawful killings or suspect killings, happen all over. And St. Louis certainly had its share of emphasis with the killing of Michael Brown in August of 2014. That is the genesis of my curated exhibition that Sun spoke about, Hands Up, Don't Shoot, Artists Respond. And it's a result of that exhibition that I came to know a number of people and was eventually invited to curate Visualizing Life, Social Justice in Real Time, which is a part of the Jacoby exhibition.
It seems like we have such a hard time discussing issues of race. Why do you think that continues to be?
Well, I'd like to say that one of the things that I've noticed as a filmmaker is that in the mainstream media, in mainstream books, films, even in the mainstream American memory, a lot of times the story about African Americans is left out. And so as a filmmaker, I feel part of my, I can call it a crusade, my crusade in social justice is to gather those voices that are not being listened to. Often the term is, oh, people don't have a voice. People absolutely have a voice. The problem is that people aren't listening. And as a filmmaker, and I know I'm not the only filmmaker here in this show, and as an artist, we want to make sure that our voices are heard, our emotions, our intellect, our spiritual leanings are all recorded and put out into the public so people have the opportunity to witness, to understand.
Son, in addition to being an artist, you're a psychotherapist. Does that help you have any more insight into this?
Would that it did. I am a victim of my own white privilege. And if I did not work in a medium, which is a form of African-American quilt making, and if I had not gotten to know the makers and known the artists that I know who are Black, there is no way that I would be remotely as conscious as I am, and I still struggle. White privilege is very hard to even recognize, much less confront. So I'm listening and learning, and the art really pushes me into that.
Well, this month at the Jacoby is going to have a lot of different elements to it going on. Frida, talk a little bit about your exhibition at the Jacoby, who some of these artists are, and what their work is like.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. The exhibition Visualizing Life, Social Justice in Real Time was initially curated by me on behalf of Dance St. Louis for exhibition at the Two Heel Performing Arts Center, which is a very large and voluminous venue. So all of the work that I curated had to be big and impressive for the viewing audience of the Two Heel. And with the theme of social justice in Ferguson, as Michael Uthoff described to me, he's the former director and creative influence at Dance St. Louis, I knew that I needed to have artists who could do the work, who could envision what needed to be done with respect to social justice, and also who could be in line with the thematic undercurrents of that issue.
Give me like two examples.
Two examples, I would say Howard Berry, for example. Howard Berry is an artist who really came back to life after a traumatic brain injury, and he started using art as therapy. With respect to the Michael Brown killing, Howard started hashtagging Ferguson and started creating art mostly on newspaper print as a canvas, as it were, and created a lot of work. When I met him, we talked about the idea of doing more work for this exhibition, Visualizing Life, and he created two pieces which are prominent in the exhibition. Another artist, a well-known artist, I would say, in the area is Kababi Bayok. Kababi Bayok contributed two pieces as well to Visualizing Life, and his pieces depict children who are represented in a totem at the site of the Michael Brown killing.
Denise, your documentary, Jim Crow to Barack Obama, is interesting. You use young people to interview older adults, older black adults of a certain age.
Yes, the elders were all over 75 years old. The oldest person we interviewed was 108 years old. And the young people we used, the youngest was 16. And it took about 4 years to make the film, so I saw a bunch of them graduate from high school. One of the reasons why I used them as crew, the young people, was because I wanted the young people to absolutely see that there is a link between their generation and then the generation the octogenarians, who are probably the age of their great-grandparents. I wanted them to see that link in the things that they are experiencing as they develop their own identities as a racial young person.
So the film is young people asking questions of the older people and comparing notes, I guess?
Pretty much, yeah.
Son, the month is full of a lot of things. In addition to the exhibition, Frida's exhibition will be up during the entire time.
Well,
and then there are other events. There is a tribute to Whitney Houston. There is a screening of Four Way Stop.
The film that you're in.
I have a small part in it, and I'm going to be moderating discussion afterwards with Ben Golly, who's the former chair of the Alton Human Relations Commission, and Marty Casey, who has a role in the film.
Right. It's a very jarring and important film. I had never seen anything like it.
And that'll be on the 29th of July. Just real briefly, what are some of the other highlights that you'd just like to mention that are happening between now and August the 6th?
Well, one of the highlights for me is going to be listening to the responses of people who come into the exhibition, responses to the visual arts, also responses to the music and the film. We have a very broad spectrum of participants, and we're hoping that Alton will see work that has not been seen before, and that there will be new conversations that happen as a result.
Let me ask you, son, how do you think that doing this, how do you think that art and music and all the elements that make up this exhibition help us as individuals, as people, as a society to deal with these issues?
Well, that's a wonderful question. I think in different ways, depending on the person, depending on their own history, how they respond to visual suggestion. Denise's film is truly a work of art. The interviews are more than interviews. They are deep portraits of people with very rich lives sharing with us. And I don't think you can see that film without being personally touched and understanding what your own family members might have endured had they been black.
And Frida, do you see all these elements of this month at the Jacoby? Is it a way to facilitate conversation?
I think it is, certainly. And let me make it clear that visualizing life social justice in real time is just part of the art that will be shown during this exhibition, and that is a part of it. There are artists who are from the Illinois side of the river, such as Tiffany Cade, Edna Patterson Petty, and Darnell Malone. And also, Christine Ileski's Faces Not Forgotten project is very prominent in this exhibition.
And son, there's a reception tonight, and it's free and open to the public.
Yes, it is. 6 to 8 with a gospel concert afterwards. We're going to rock the house with images and music.
Well, thank you all for being here, and it sounds like it's going to be a wonderful month at the Jacoby. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That was Steve Potter speaking with Sun Smith Foray, co-facilitator of Jacoby Arts Center's Social Justice, Both Sides of the River. He also spoke with curator Frida L. Wheaton, whose exhibit, Visualizing Life, Social Justice in Real Life, will be on display at the Jacoby through August 6th. And with filmmaker Denise Ward Brown, whose documentary, Jim Crow to Barack Obama, will be screened on July 15th at 7 p.m. The opening reception for Social Justice, Both Sides of the River, takes place from 6 until 8 this evening at the Jacoby Arts Center on East Broadway in Alton. At 8, Dello Thedford will conduct the Gospel Symphonic Choir in a ticketed performance. You can find more information at stlpublicradio.org/stlonair. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU.